So, I've had a couple of glasses of wine, which, as you know, means that I'm feeling chatty, and I thought that I would tell you about the rather interesting adventure I had was it yesterday? I don't know. It's been a really long couple of days. So I've been out of town for a couple of months, traveling and doing some work. Which is why you may have noticed actually the audio quality changed on some of my recent stuff because I was working in a much bigger room than I'm normally used to, and I think that it kind of made me sound much more echoey. Obviously now I'm back and I am using new equipment, so hopefully I sound not only less echoey, not awkward. But I probably also sound a bit awkward. But hopefully the new equipment is highlighting my voice and making me feel extra close. But anyway, I just felt the need to kind of I guess really kind of complain a little bit about the past few days. So when I moved into the apartment that I live in now, my landlord had this, and by the way, that's my laundry running right now. Normally, when I try to record it, I try to like turn off everything and get everything all quiet and even turn off the AC and all that, but I'm just babbling to some friends while tipsy, so deal with it, bitches. Shoot, what was I saying? Oh, right. So when I moved in here, there was this gargantuan, huge old stove, and it must have been from the 60s. And my landlady, she was like, "Oh, I had it rewired, and it's got new wiring, so it works now." And I'm like, "Great." And it had the tiniest little oven, and it had some drawers on the bottom that would never open. And it basically was really cute to look at, and it made this whole like vintage thing work in the kitchen. But Christ, trying to cook on that thing was such a pain in the ass. Especially once like the heating element started to go, and so I would end up with things that would be burnt on the bottom and raw on top, which is fine if that's what you're going for, but when you're cooking a pizza and like you're like, I just and you already know you're not having the best day because, you're at the point where you're like, fuck, I just want some fucking frozen pizza. I don't even care about anything anymore. I just want this damn frozen pizza. And what you get is like this burnt bottom and this raw top. And you're like, fuck my life. Just really? So anyway, I was very excited while I was gone for the summer to find out. Well, after I had a minor kitchen fire, where I was trying to broil the top of my still raw pizza, and I ended up setting a, oh, what's this called? The oven mitt on fire. These things happen, And anyway, after that, I kind of basically told my landlady, I'm like, listen, you gotta replace this thing because I can't deal, can't deal. So while I was gone this summer, she replaced it. And I got back and I was very excited. I was like, oh, look at this. I mean, it's a used range, but it's, something that was made after 1980, so I'm pretty excited. I'm like, oh, look, it's like a standard size oven that I can fit standard size things in, and I bet when I tell it to heat to 400 degrees, it will do that. Well, except that the oven doesn't work. So there's that. Anyway, so I just had to get in touch with her and be like, hi. And this comes on the heels of like they had to replace my also very old refrigerator last year, and they bought a brand new one and they installed it and like brought it in themselves, and they're like an older couple. Like they're not like I mean, they're an older couple and they brought it in themselves and they dealt with all of that. They hooked it up and it didn't work. So they had to go take it back to the store and replace it with something that did work. And it just makes me feel like, man, I have like bad karma when it comes to appliances or something like that. So, I wish that was the only thing that has happened to me since I've been home, but it's not. So, I went in to get some blood drawn yesterday. I have a cousin who was recently diagnosed with lupus, and apparently it's something that is on both sides of my family and tends to develop in women in their mid-30s, which, shocker, I'm in my mid-30s. And so my mom, after trying to convince me that I was, you know, clearly dying from like 8 different things, basically has convinced me that I needed to get tested for lupus. So anyway, so I go in yesterday morning. And you're supposed to go in, like, I was having, my doctor's not taking any chances. She's doing, like, a full panel of, like, every fucking test imaginable, which means they had to draw, like, 6 different vials. And so, of course, I went in there, and I hadn't had anything to eat, because you're not supposed to eat before they draw your blood. And, you know, I sit down, and you know, I've got great veins, you know. I mean, I don't use them for anything. But I've always been told by people who have to draw by phlebotomists. Isn't that such a fun word? Phlebotomist. Anyway, I've always been told by phlebotomists that I have great veins. And so she pokes me and she starts. And of course, I'm deathly afraid of needles. I wouldn't say deathly afraid, but I do not enjoy them. Which is like, I don't know, probably 90% of the population, and there's 10% of you freaks that actually love needles. Weirdos. Anyway, so she draws like 4 or 5 vials of blood, and my vein just like closes down. And like, I can feel it happen. And I'm like, fuck, I know she didn't get that last vial. And she's like, well, honey, I'm gonna have to tap your other side. And I'm like, fuck. And as she's going and, you know, she's getting ready to tap the other side, I start to feel really funny. And I've never had any problems before, like having blood drawn or blood work done. You know, like it's just never had a problem. And she, you know, sticks me and fills up this vial. And as she's finishing up, I'm like, oh, fuck. This is not going to be good. I'm like, I am dizzy. And she looks at me, and the other woman who was in there, like, also kind of, like, immediately, like, stands her. It was kind of amazing, actually, because, like, I did faint, but the last thing I saw before I fainted was both women kind of, like, coming at me and, like, holding me up by my shoulders, like, sitting me back in the chair so I didn't fall, like, over. And I was like, damn, that's some fast reflexes. I was just genuinely impressed. I mean, fainting is not fun, but honestly, as soon as they put, like, the cold pack on my neck and gave me just a few minutes to, you know, come back to, like, it was fine. I mean, I got up and I walked out and I drove home. Like, it was totally fine. It was just in that moment that my body was like, why are you sticking needles in me and taking all my blood? Stop! So it was kind of an interesting moment. but mostly I found it to be kind of more like, I don't know, interesting than scary. It didn't hurt or anything. I mean, I do have a small bruise on my left side where the vein wouldn't give any more blood, but anyway, I don't know why I feel the need to talk about this, other than I've had a few glasses of wine. And now that I think I did donate, or not donate, but I had quite a bit of blood drawn yesterday, so probably the wine might be, hitting me a little harder than usual. But anyway, it means I just want to just babble about things. So here I am, babbling. Anyway, I'm probably going to stop babbling and order some dinner in because my oven doesn't work. And I had big plans to make this kind of like grilled or roasted vegetable risotto, and I was really excited about it, and now I can't have that, and I could make something else, but I'm feeling sorry for myself, so I'm just being pouty, and I'm going to order in some Chinese. I'm the worst. Anyway, bye!